The following episode of the Local Musician Spotlight originally aired on Wednesday, March 27th, 2024 at 7 p.m. Good evening. You are tuned to KGV in Bozeman. We're keeping the community and community radio here in the Gallatin Valley. 95.9 FM, KGVM.org online. It is time tonight for the Local Musician Spotlight. We're doing something new, obviously. If you're when you watch the live stream of this, it will be apparent that we are not in the Pat Cave, the Tune Factory. We're not at the KGVM studios. We are in the one and only filling station here in Bozeman. And we're going to try out a broadcast from the filling station tonight. And we're fortunate to have Riley James here in the filler with us. Thanks for coming over.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We had to act planned for this, and then cold and flu season did what it does. And Pat put the message out on the socials, and Riley was like, yeah, I'll do it. So from Missoula.
Yep.
Did the drive over today to come do the show. So thanks very much for making the trek.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to have made it here safely. A little windy, but it all worked out.
Nice. So I wonder if you just want to tell us a little bit about, like, how long you've been playing music and playing music in Billings. Or Missoula, sorry.
Jeez. Yeah. It's funny that you say Billings, because that's where I'm from, and there was a short stint of me as a hip-hop artist in Billings when I have the soul of a rocker on the inside. So I've been playing music my entire life and been doing it a little more seriously for about a year and a half, 2 years now, and kind of been getting out and around Missoula playing some gigs, and I'm happy to make the hop and skip over to Bozeman now.
Yeah. So was there anything in particular that kind of triggered your kind of taking them up a notch a couple of years ago or a year and a half ago?
Yeah, it just felt like time. I've spent a lot of time like practicing and studying and, you know, learning audio engineering and production, everything like that. And inwardly, I just had like this fire that kind of started burning around the time of the pandemic, where my life started getting a little more in order, and things kind of started opening up for me. And, you know, I kind of stepped into the space, and this is the dream. It's the passion. It's what I want to do. And
nice.
It's cool.
It seems, I mean, there were a whole lot of things that happened during the pandemic, but I do think for a fair number of people that for all the painful and difficult things, some people did find it an opportunity. They got to refocus, kind of, for better or worse, some of the other things that maybe distracted them or took over parts of their life and kept them from maybe focusing on some of their passions were sidelined. And so I think, you know, some people did manage to make an opportunity out of it. So
yeah, it was a really interesting space where I was like sitting at home with the piano. I was like, okay, this is cool, this is neat, what should I be doing? And I realized, like, okay, every person who paints or, you know, writes music or anything is probably just like holed up in a room writing stuff, waiting for the doors to open. I was like, okay, I gotta do that too. I gotta like really buckle down and make use of this time. So it was definitely an interesting introspective period where, you know, a lot of good music came out of. I'm gonna play a lot of stuff that came out this period and some new stuff tonight. And so yeah, it was fun.
Nice. Awesome. Well, like maybe we should just jump into it if you wanna hit it.
Sounds good.
All right.
Turn on. By the way I stare. That was that one. Going to the next one. Yeah. So my name is Riley James from Missoula, and I came here to play some uplifting pop music. This next song is called Touch. She called my phone. She asked if I'm home. I tell her I'm not. Love, such a dangerous game we play. Love, 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 love. Keep on rolling. Cool. So this next song is called Joy. And I equally wrote it during the pandemic. It's about like feeling yourself and getting out in the world and just having a good time. Thank you. to imagine that over the radio.
Feel good, feeling fine. Feel that a star shine. Feel that a sunlight. Feel that fire right deep within my inner heart of hearts. So I wanna make it better, better. I wanna make it right. I wanna make it better, better. I wanna make it right. And I feel like you're me, and I'm you within me, within love, within light. Feel that the sunshine, feel that the starlight, feel that fire right deep within your heart of hearts. You wanna make it better, better. You wanna make it right.
You put together all of the backing tracks and everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was kind of curious, you mentioned that you found yourself during the pandemic sitting with a piano. When you're writing songs, do you usually write them on the piano or the guitar or whatever gets in the way first?
Yeah, it's kind of like whatever pops into the mix. So sometimes I'll create the instrumental and then the lyrics come, or sometimes it's guitar. Sometimes I'm like, this guitar song needs to be with a rock band or something of that nature.
Yeah. Do you think that, how much of a difference does it make? Like if you sat down and started working up a song on the guitar versus on the piano, does it make a difference? Like the way the song develops and turns out?
Yeah, a little bit. Sometimes the songs that I write on piano are a little bit more like soul based, right? Mm-hmm. Like you got the twinkling of the keys that kind of ring out forever. Where when I have a guitar, like I want to strum that thing and I want to strum it hard, and then I want to hit like a solo and meow. So I've noticed like a split in styles, which has caused me to kind of put everything in different categories. And mm-hmm. so I have like a lot of songs that I have a band that I play them with, or like I have a full piano album that I haven't recorded yet that's probably just gonna be like orchestral stuff. So it's really interesting thing that's allowed me to like open up and express myself more fully as an artist, while inwardly also I'm like, okay, how do I play all these songs?
Yeah, well, I'm sure that probably keeps things interesting, keeps you from getting bored for sure.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So you do play with a band sometimes?
Yes, just started a project in Missoula. Our name is Name, because we had like 15 to 20 names that we couldn't decide on. And my buddy Drew was like, we're just name. And I was like, that's it. That's the name. That's perfect. And so that's definitely more like psychedelic rock jam band stuff, which I'll probably dip in and pull a song out of there tonight. Just to, I like to try and test myself and play something that should be with a band with just me and a guitar, because it makes me anxious and I like to step outside my comfort zone.
Keep you on the edge. I mean, yeah, that's where the amazing things happen, when you're on the edge, I think.
Yeah. Got to ride the rails a little bit.
Exactly.
You know?
You gotta test yourself, keep everything fresh. Nice. If you're just tuning in, this is the Local Musician Spotlight on KGVM. We've expanded our definition of local a little bit today. Riley made the trek over from Missoula. And I do want to thank Pat Loken for doing what Pat Loken always does and keeping the wheels on this thing. Tonight we've got Vince from the Gallatin Underground is helping us out on our inaugural show here at the filling station. So thanks to Vince for doing this and for doing all of the things he does for the local music scene as well. And thanks again to you, Riley. It's great to get to hear somebody brand new. You know, it's always fun to hear new music. So, yeah, if you want to maybe move it on to the next one.
Let's do it. All right, I'm going to keep on the train of singing for this next one. Yeah, let's do that one. This next song is called Pop Crush. And I was going through an interesting period where I was writing a lot of emotional things. And I wanted to write a song that was a little more upbeat and positive. And I write a lot about love. So this song is definitely in that vein.
Nice.
Songs Pop Crush. My little brothers are here. Yo! My brother's girlfriend, Ava. Stoked to see these three. Boop, boop. Nice. So I'm going to jump into the next one. I'm actually going to hop on my acoustic. And yeah. So this is a country S song I wrote. It's called Red Eye. Like I said, a lot of my songs are about love. This one's about a breakup and some interesting stuff. I have my brothers in here. Definitely got a line about my mom in here, so they'll relate, possibly. You're drunk again, just like last night. I say, who cares, just try and get my mind right. She screams, I yell, it's just another fight. The cigarette between her lips sounds like the night when we first kissed. To me, everything's real. Mother says that I am the problem. My mother says that we shouldn't solve them. Split up only for the best. The cigarette between my lips smells like the night when we first kissed. To me, it's everything that's real. That it's fate that I'm just meant to be alone. She says you're wrong, I'm gone, but it's okay. I'm drunk so I can feel I'll be okay. Pour another shot. The needle in my vein feels just like your lips did. Hope that it won't end up being. It's everything that's real. Rebound these girls, patch holes just like duct tape. Blonde hair, blue eyes, same look just like your face. I guess that's my type. Cigarette between her lips smells like her. Everything's unreal. And I guess that it's fate that I'm just meant to be alone. She says you're wrong, I'm gone, but it's okay. I'm drunk so I can't feel I'll be okay. So pour another shot. Needle in my vein feels just like your lips did. I hope that it won't end up being. It's everything that's real. And she says you're wrong, I'm gone, but it's okay. I'm drunk so I can feel I'll be okay. So pour another shot. Worth having red eyes. She's gone, I'm wrong, too late, but it's okay. She's gone, I'm wrong, too late, but it's okay.
Nice. Love Songs and the Aftermath of Love Songs.
Right?
They probably cover an awful lot of the songs that have been written in the world.
Yeah. Yeah. Alice Cooper has a really cool quote. And he's talking, he's like, man, I'm sitting there and I'm listening to people's music and it's really good. And they're talking about like the environment and stuff. And he's like, dude, I just want to hear about your girlfriend. Like, I want to hear about your heartbreak. So
that's where the rubber meets the road.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or I'm not good at relationships. Either way. Whatever works. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to switch back to my electric now and jump into another one. After I unplug this. Next song is called Love. Ha ha.
Speaking of,
right? I did preface and say a lot of these songs are about love. And yeah, I hope everyone enjoys it. Just gotta do some things up here. We're having some dialogue. Everyone imagine I'm doing stuff, really cool stuff.
Programming the space shuttle or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, drag around me. No need.
guitar is nice. We were kind of oohing and aahing over Riley's guitar before the show. You can't see it on the YouTube right now. We're Pat is filming everything. It will be up on the Loken Productions YouTube channel in due time. We're a little bandwidth limited down here right now. If anybody's got a spare Starlink in their garage or, you know, two or three spools of fiber optic cable and a splicer and a trencher and want to help us, you know, contribute to the delinquency of some audio nerds and help get the bandwidth upgraded here, we could be on live streaming the video anytime. But you can check it out. You'll be able to see this really nice-looking purple Paul Reed Smith. Oof.
Yes. It plays wonderfully, and I named it Zafkiel, or it named itself. You know, the guitars, they speak to us.
Yeah. So. You got to just listen to them and let it out.
Yeah. So, yeah, I suppose I'll just dive into some more stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is the part where everyone imagines cool stuff's happening.
This next song is called Icarus. It's off of a project I'm working on that I'm also writing a movie to, because winter came along and I wasn't just like, I'm going to write an album. I'm like, I'm writing an album and a movie because I'm a crazy person and love doing stuff like that. So, yeah, I hope everyone enjoys it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Put a mic malfunction up here.
Yeah, it was getting into it. It was getting down.
Yeah, just, woo, let me drip a little bit on the mic.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a very fun one to play. It's a lot of timing things. In that
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to keep moving and grooving kind of in that same vein. I'm gonna play Kronos, which is a song I did earlier. I was like, yeah, we got this. So, yeah, it's in that same project.
Cool.
About love, addiction, loss, and coming to find yourself.
Okay.
I would like to take a real quick minute to thank our sponsors for tonight. The Filling Station, obviously, for hosting us here. Silverleaf Cannabis and Bozeman Brewing and Slam, supporting local artists and musicians. Columbo's and Pizza and Pasta for helping us make this thing go and keeping us on the road. And, yeah. So I was wondering, you said you've been playing out some in Missoula and maybe thinking about starting to expand out from there maybe this year?
Totally.
Nice.
I just want to hit the road and see what happens, get into, like, healthy shenanigans. And that means, like, going to vintage stores and book shopping for me and, like, seeing family. And just see America. Like, if I could have anything that I wanted aside from, like, simple solutions to complex problems, it would definitely just see sights and play music in front of strangers and get to know folks I don't know and live that type of life.
Cool.
Yeah. So real big thanks to everyone here at the Filling Station for having me and to have me on the radio.
Cool.
So yeah, I'm going to jump into I talked earlier about doing songs that make me uncomfortable live when they're supposed to be a full band. So I'm going to do one of those. And this song is called, it's another, don't really have a name for it. I've been calling it Eros. So we'll go with that or Beautiful Boy. Okay, my mic's good now. Promise.
Waiting for the dawn at the end of night. City never sleeps and it feels alright. Looking for a lover I cannot find. Looking for a woman but I ain't got time. Maybe if it's wrong I don't want right. Staring at the sun and we both go blind. Deep inside her eyes I can see the light. Deep inside her smile I can feel. It's shining. Yeah.
Nice. Well, man, an hour has flown by. I want to remind people, if you didn't catch the whole thing or know somebody else who'd like to hear it, we will air this again on Saturday at 6 p.m., and it'll be up on the Loken Productions YouTube channel. People can check out the video, the sky cams and all. And so you do have some music out on the streaming services?
Totally, yeah. Things on Spotify, YouTube, Riley James, that's me. It'll be a... What is my picture now? It's a picture of me on there. hard to miss. Oh, I usually wear colored glasses and psychedelic clothing for folks who don't know what I look like.
Yeah.
And have dreadlocks. There we go.
People, yeah, if people are just listening on the radio.
Yes, yes. Or you can find me on the old Instagram at RileyJamesMusic13. That's also a good way to get at the tunes.
Find out what's happening and when.
Yeah, totes.
Cool. But yeah, thanks again. It was a drive to get here and a drive to get back. I'm sure work is going to be a blast tomorrow.
Oh, but, yeah. I'm going to power in there and be like, I did rock and roll yesterday. Yeah, exactly. Hello.
That's the rock and roll lifestyle right there.
Yes.
So people can check this stuff out on the streaming services, see where you're going to be playing. Maybe you'll get over the hill again, come this direction sometime this year.
Yeah.
And maybe down the road to Butte, Billings.
It would be cool.
Nice. Yeah, I want to thank people for tuning in, and hope you'll stay tuned right here to KGVM. We've got the Golden Hour coming up, and then Nocturnal Transmissions comes up at 10 o'clock, and we'll have all sorts of fun stuff coming on. I think we're going to be back here next Wednesday night to do another one of these here at the filling station, and I think we're going to have Bozambique next week, so that should be a lot of fun. And thanks again to the filling station for hosting us, to Pat Loken for doing video, and Vince Palafox for doing sound, bringing the Gallatin Underground vibe here to the local musician spotlight. And thanks to Riley James for doing it, coming over for us. And hope people keep it tuned right here and, check out some of the other things. We've got all sorts of recordings of music that's transpired here in the filling station show up on the Tuesday night show, the Rummaging in the Stash show. I play a lot of recordings of concert stuff, and a not insignificant number of those concerts were recorded right here in the filling station. So one of my favorite places to hear music. So you can kind of check that out on Tuesday nights at 7. And keep it tuned right here. And thanks again. And hopefully we'll see you out and about in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, I hope to see everyone shortly. All right.
Okay, I will say KGVM is powered by your voluntary donations, and so you can go to kgvm.org, click the support button, and you can donate right there to KGVM online. You can drop off a donation or mail one in. We would greatly appreciate any support you can provide, and thanks for listening.